感谢主耶稣带领我们大家一起在这里一起聚集来参加聚会。
And we thank the grace of God that we may all gather here to attend the service.
在圣经里面，四福音书都有记载，有女人献香膏给主耶稣。
And in the all of the four gospel books, it records that a woman has bound Jesus with the fragrance.
但是我们详细考察以后，我们发现其实这是两个事件。
And but if we study in detail, we know that this is actually two separate events.
马太福音的26章。
And in Matthew chapter 26.
马可福音的14章。
And in Mark chapter 14.
约翰福音的12章。
And in John chapter 12.
记载是伯大尼的玛利亚用香膏来抹主耶稣。
And it talks about how Jesus was had been put on the fragrance by Mary of Bethany,
就是马大的妹妹拉撒路的姐姐
，which is the Lazarus sister.
那路加福音的第七章是独立的一个事件。
And however, in Luke chapter 7, it's a separate event.
那个女主角是一个犯罪的女人。
It's about a woman who has sinned.
从故事内容的细节来看
，and from the story we can see that
还有从主耶稣传福音的做工的这个时间点来看
，and from the timeline point of view from of Jesus' work，
我发现路加福音是独立的一个事件
，and we can see that in Luke chapter 7 it's a separate event
有别于其他三卷的福音书所记载的。伯大尼的玛利亚
and which is different to the Mary from Bethany.
主耶稣在讲比喻的时候，或是他所遇见的一些人事物常常都会有两个鲜明的对比。
And so when Jesus likes to use analogy, he likes to make a great contrast.
那在对比中就凸显出那个教训的重要。
And so from the contrast, we can learn the teaching point.
所以主耶稣讲比喻也好，或是他所遇见的事，其实用说故事的角度来看，都是非常高端，都是非常精彩。
So we can see that when Jesus tells us the parable, the story, it's quite exciting to hear.
那今天我们就要根据路加福音的第七章36节到48节来查考这个罪女。他献香膏给主耶稣。
And so, from Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 48, we are going to study on the story today.
我们的题目是恩免大，爱也大。
And so the topic tonight was shown above is that the greater the forgiveness, the greater the love.
就是得到赦免更大，那个激发出来的爱心也很大。
So, the greater our sins has been forgiven, then this will also means that our love in return will be greater.
我们从三十六节来看
，and from verse 36 onward,
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。一般的法利赛人常常对耶稣怀着不好的意念。
So in verse 36, we can see that a Pharisee invited Jesus to eat with him, but usually we know that they don't have a good intention.
他们常常在主耶稣的身边要抓他的把柄，陷他于罪，要请他去吃牢笼的饭。但是现在这个法利赛人不一样，请耶稣到家里来吃饭。
And we can see that, however, this Pharisee is different. He invited Jesus to eat with him, so Jesus went to his house.
那主耶稣并没有拒绝。
And Jesus did not refuse the offer.
37节。
And 37.
那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。这里呢，提到说跟法利赛人同一个城有一个犯罪的女人。
So it talks about a sinful woman who is also living in the same city.
这个动词是写着她过去一段时间是一个罪人。
And so it says that she was a sinner.
就是过去不完成事。
And as the English is that she was a sinner.
过去一段时间是，但是后来没有。
So it was she was a sinner in the past.
那也就是说，她过去是罪人，现在不是罪人了。
So she was a sinner, but not anymore.
她拿着橙香膏的玉瓶要来抹嘴耶稣。
So she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil.
啊，那她犯什么罪呢？
And what sin does she commit?
圣经没有写。
The Bible did not record.
但通常啊，这样写的意思都是指着她可能是犯淫乱的罪。
So the Bible did not specifically record, but we can guess it might be adultery.
可是圣经既然没有写，我们就不要乱猜测。
But because the Bible did not say so, so we will not guess.
我们不要对别人的罪那么有兴趣。
We will not show interest in their sin.
主耶稣都赦免他了，我们也不要去纪念。
Because Jesus already forgave the person's sin.
所以他是一个新生的一个人。
So she is a new person, a renewed person.
啊，那么她知道主耶稣在这里。
She knew that Jesus was here.
她不会被邀请。
And she wasn't invited.
因为法利赛人啊，看这个女人是个罪人呢，他们一定是拒之千里之外。
So the Pharisee thought that she was a sinner, therefore would not invite her.
啊，他们是轻视这样的罪人的。
And they despised the sinner.
因为法利赛人他们言以律己啊，他们自己的行为是很端正的。
Because they think that their actions are upright.
那我们知道说这个女人是拿香膏要来抹主耶稣。
And we know that this woman brought the fragrance for Jesus.
她没有被邀请。
She wasn't invited.
但是她主动要来做这个事情。
But she decided to put these fragrance onto Jesus.
我们今天蒙主恩典，应该要主动。我们的，如果我们真的感念主的恩典，我们会有主动的心要来爱主。
So for us today, if we receive the grace from God, then we should also take initiative, to show kindness to Jesus.
因为这是一个新生的样式。
Because this is the action from a renewed life.
好，我们读到这里，现在来看47节。
And let's skip to verse 47.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多。但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。这里哈提到啊，主耶稣他再一次的来宣告，就是在众人面前正式的宣告，这个女人的罪都赦免了。
So Jesus has proclaimed in front of others that her sin was forgiven.
那这个动词赦免，它是用一个完成式来写。
And so the word forgiven was used.To show that it has been done, it's accomplished.
就是以前有一个时间神，主耶稣已经赦免他了。
So that the sin was already forgiven in the past.
那所以我们从字词义啊查考这个原文它的动词以及前头的37节，我们就可以知道都是有过去的一个形态。
So we can see that this forgiveness of the sin was happened in the past if we study deeper in the scripture.
那我们再从上下文可以知道说，这个女人应该是以前有一个时间找过主耶稣，主耶稣已经赦免她了。现在她知道主耶稣在这里，所以她就主动来。
So we, from this context in the Bible, we can guess that this woman has already encountered Jesus in the past, and her sin was already forgiven back in the past, and now she's only showed up at the house to give the fragrance oil to Jesus.
那四十七节，因为很多人不知道，包括这个西门也都一直认为女人还是一个罪人，所以主耶稣要在这个时候呢，就公开的来宣告。
And so even everyone thought that she was still a sinner, therefore Jesus needs to say what he needs to say in verse 47.
我们继续读下去的时候，就发现说这个西门其实是轻视这个女人。
And so if we read it, continue to read in the scripture, we can see that the Simon despised the woman.
一直都还认为她是一个罪人。
And continue to think that she is a sinner.
所以同样的这种眼光啊，一定也有其他的人会投射在这个女人的身上。
So we can see that there might be some people who are agreeing with sin and also despise this woman.
但是她不害怕人家对她异样的眼光。
But she's not afraid that people giving her a second look.
她有勇敢爱主的心。
And she has a heart which loved the law a lot.
很多时候我们做圣工都很在乎别人对我们的看法。
And nowadays, when we are doing divine works, we often care about what the people think of us.
有时候我们反而乱了阵脚。
And sometimes we may stumble because of that.
我们要去思考我们做的是不是正确的。
We need to think that whether what we do is right or wrong.
别人会投以异样的眼光，可能他不了解。
And maybe some people gave us a weird look because they do not understand.
但是自己本身很清楚，我们是蒙恩典的人。
But we just need to understand ourselves that we are the blessed one.
主耶稣给我们的爱是真的。
And the love from God, from Jesus is real.
他的爱是大的，所以他可以为主耶稣来承受别人对他不一样的看法。
And the love from God to us is great, and so therefore we should be able to withstand all these different views from others.
如果是我们自己不正确，才引起别人对我们的眼光，我们当然要反省。
But however, if we did something wrong, therefore, people start giving us the different look, then in that case, we need to repent.
但是其他人的眼光其实是不正确的。
But in this case, other people, they have a wrongful judgment.
这个女人知道她所做的是正确的事。
And this woman knew that what she did was right.
所以她就超越了这个眼光。
So she has surpasses all these views from others.
她在乎的就是她要爱主。
And she only needs to focus on what she needs to do, which is to love God.
有主动的精神。
And she took the initiative.
她有忍受别人异样眼光的精神。
And she withstand the other people's different point of view.
我们看38节。
And 38.
那么他就来到主耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭了。
And so in 38, it says that she stood at the feet, behind him and weeping.
然后他流了眼泪。
So she began to weep.
把主耶稣的脚给弄湿了。
And then that would drench, wet his feet.
那这个时候，他再把他的身段把放得更低。
And then she lowered herself.
用头发去把它擦干
，and she wiped she wiped his feet with the hair of her head。
那再来，整个身段都已经趴在地上，用嘴连连的亲主耶稣的脚
，and she kissed Jesus' feet，
然后再把香膏抹在主耶稣的脚
，and anointed the feet with the fragrance oil。
我们看这个路加哈，他是一个医生啊，他常常在描述一个事件的时候呢。都有非常细微的描述，但通常细微之处正是有道理存在的地方。
And we know that the author Luke is a doctor, and when he recorded the scripture, he often recorded each person's actions in detail.
首先，他不敢在主耶稣面前正面的出现，在主耶稣的背后。
And so, first of all, she stood behind Jesus.
肢体。会有语言可以看出他的心理。
And so from her body language, we knew that what she was thinking.
她觉得她不配。
She thinks that she is not worthy.
她又谦卑，挨在主耶稣的脚边。
And she humbled herself and she lowered herself down at Jesus' feet.
她的身躯越降越低，其实是她的心越降越谦卑。
So she lowered herself as she humbled herself.
我们这种自觉不配的心啊，才是配。
And only when we thought that we are not worthy, then we are truly worthy.
如果有一个人说我是配的，那其实是不配。
If someone thought that he is worthy, then he is not worthy.
我们凭什么是配呢
？How are we worthy?
我们一切都是领受的。
Because we receive the freely.
都是白白得到的。
We receive this freely without anything in return.
这个女人她深深的清楚知道
and this woman understands this concept
她心生了她有样式要来表现
and so when she was beginning to become a renewed person then she wanted to do something in return
如果我们感恩我们就会谦卑
if we truly thank God then we will humble ourselves
如果我们谦卑我们就会把自己降到更低的地方。
If we humble ourselves, then we will lower ourselves.
而且他会珍惜。
And we will cherish it.
珍惜每一个主耶稣在的地方。
We will cherish Jesus.
啊，要把握这个机会。
And needs to then seize the opportunity.
因为她感受主耶稣的爱很大。
So this woman felt the great love from Jesus.
她曾经是大罪人，现在主耶稣赦免她了。
Because she was once a sinner, and now she received forgiveness from Jesus.
所以她会更加的谦卑。
So she humbled herself even more.
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章我们请看第九节。
Verse 9.
这是保罗说的。
This is from Paul.
他说我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。十节。
Verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。并且他所赐我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。啊，短短的两个经节，保罗一直讲神的恩，神的恩讲三次。
So here in just two verses, Paul has mentioned the grace of God three times.
他自己反省起来，他觉得他是在使徒中最小的。
And when he pondered upon himself, he think that he is the least of the apostles.
不是保罗喜欢跟其他的使徒来比较。
It's not that he likes to compare with other apostles.
因为当其他的使徒都为主耶稣受苦的时候，保罗正是加害者。
Because when other apostle was facing the persecution, he was the persecutor.
啊，那些使徒都为主耶稣成为被逼迫的，那个时候保罗是在逼迫神的教会。
And these apostles were all suffering persecution because of for the sake of Jesus, and yet Paul was the one who was persecuting them.
他也说他就是一个罪魁。
So therefore, he said he is the greatest sinner.
但是他白白得到恩典。
But yet he received this grace freely.
所以他说我今日成了何等人啊？
And so that's why he said that he has become who he is.
是蒙神的恩才成的。
And this is all thanks to the grace of God.
那再来呢？神赐给我的恩典或恩赐呢，不是突然，我要更加的劳苦。
And then he continued to say that by God's grace towards him was not in vain, but he labored more abundantly than they all are.
那如果我真的比其他的使徒更加的劳苦啊，也不是夸口我自己，是神的恩典跟我同在，我才能够这么做。
And now he's not also boasting about it, but it's all thanks to the grace of God he is able to do so.
所以我们看到一个感恩的人。
And we can see that for someone who truly thank God.
他首先一定是自觉不配。
He, first of all, he must think that he is not worthy.
可是今天我们成了这样的人。
But for us today, when we become who we are.
所以不配就变成配的。
Then when we are not initially when we are not worthy, we became worthy.
会珍惜这个机会。
And we will cherish this opportunity.
会更加谦卑的来服侍。
And we should be more humble to ourselves towards God.
所以我们看这个女人她的肢体的动作就可以解读她的心理。
So from the body language of the woman show before, we can see her mentality.
她几乎把自己的身体趴在地上。
She almost flat on the ground.
啊，因为她要爱主。
Because she loved God.
我们再翻回看路加福音第七章。
And let's turn back to Luke chapter 7,
39节。
Verse 39.
这个时候啊，请主耶稣吃饭的这位法利赛人西门看见了这件事情。
And now when the Pharisee Simon saw what she did,
他心里就这么想。
And he thought to himself,
他想的不是好的事情。
Not something that's good.
在这个空间弥漫着香气，但是有人闻了香气，他心里想的是臭臭的事情。
So even though that the room was filled with the fragrance, but however, the mindset of this man is not thinking something that's good.
他的心是臭的，所以他闻到香气也觉得是臭的。
And so, whatever he thinks that if he has an ill intention, then even if the room is filled with fragrance, he would not be happy about it.
好的，那心里他想，他就在批评两个人。
So he started criticizing two persons.
第一个就是主耶稣。
First of all, is Jesus.
他说耶稣如果是一个先知哦，会知道这个是什么样的女人。
And so he think to himself that if Jesus was a prophet, then he would know who and what manner of this woman is.
但是耶稣不知道。
But Jesus does not know.
因为他不是先知。
Because he is not a prophet.
所以他这个描述就是说他不相信耶稣是先知。
So from this verse, it shows that he does not believe that Jesus is a prophet.
但是他请耶稣吃饭。
Yet he invited him for a meal.
那么他到底是为了什么目的呢
？But for what purpose？
好，那现在，这个西门他又用了三个啊，这个圣经描述说用三个问句啊，用三个词啊，用三个词来描述这个女人。
And then now we can also see that Simon here also tried to describe the woman。
啊，这是犹太人他们在说话的时候常常会用的三个段落来强调，最后就是那个答案。
So it's what the Jews mostly often use to emphasize on something.
好，那第一个说他是谁啊？
The first thing that he uses to emphasize is that who is this person?
她是怎样的女人啊？
Who is this woman?
啊，重点就是后面第三个是个罪人。
And then lastly to emphasize this, they will conclude with that she's a sinner.
啊，法利赛人西门他想这些事情都在心里。
But he thought all of this inside his head.
耶稣不但知道这个女人是怎么样的人
，Jesus not only knew what kind of woman she is.
耶稣也知道这个西门想心里想的是什么
，and he also knew what Simon was thinking.
啊，所以四十节耶稣就对他说
，Therefore, in verse 40,
西门，我有一句话对你说。
Jesus said, Simon, I have something to say to you.
耶稣就做了一个比喻来问他。
So Jesus replied with a parable.
说有一个债主啊，有两个人欠他的钱。
And says that there was a certain creditor who had two debtors.
一个欠五十两银子。
And one owed 500 denarii.
一个欠五两银子。
And another 50.
一两银子大概是十天的工资。
And then so we know that about 10 denarii is about one day's wage.
哦，所以这个五两银子就是五十天的工资。
So this 50 denarii is the five days wage.
那五十两银子就是五百天的工资。
And then 500 denarii is 500 days of wage.
这个比喻里面就是说，这两个欠债的人，他们无力偿还。
And so there's no way that they can repay this much.
不要说五十两，五两都是无能为力。
So there is impossible to repay any of these amounts.
啊，的确是这样的。这个英雄好汉啊，没钱就是没钱，少了一块钱也是没有办法打电话，上不了车。
And so if we are short of money, we cannot do anything.
那这个债主就开恩呐、啊，免得他们两个。
But however, the creditor was able to forgive them of their debt.
那主耶稣就问西门，那这两个人啊，哪一个会更爱他的主人
？And so he questions, Jesus questions Simon, which of them would love the creditors more?
四十三节。
And in verse 43,
西门回答说：“我想是那多得恩免的人。”耶稣说：“你断得不错。”从主耶稣进到他的家里的门以来，西门都一直没有做对一件事。现在终于啊，会分辨五跟五十哪一个比较大。
And so Simon is able to answer with the right answer.
主耶稣有意要把法利赛人跟这个女人做对比。
And Jesus want to make a contrast between this Pharisee and this woman.
那路加他把这个事情描述下来，也提供我们这样的思考。
And Jesus, look, the author who recorded down this incident want us to think.
两个人都是无能为力。
Both of them have nothing were unable to repay the debts.
无力偿还。
They are not able to repay their debts.
这个就是要来告诉我们说，我们今天得到的主耶稣的恩典是我们无力去偿还的。
And so this is trying to say to tell us is that today the grace we receive from God, we are not able to repay it back.
看起来这个女人的罪呢，应该是不小啊，也是超越过啊这个法利赛人的。
And we can see that this woman has sinned greatly and has surpasses the sin from of this Pharisee.
他说今天两我们来到主面前啊，要得到这个救恩啊，这个救恩啊。是我们无能为力去偿还的。
And today, when we come before the Lord and receive the salvation, this salvation grace is the grace that we can never be able to repay.
那现在要讲，就是说多得恩免，他报答的爱会越大。
And so the greater grace that we have received, the greater the love will give back.
就是说，他对于这样的恩免，他的一种体验，他的觉悟。哦、他的感受他的回应是很大的
because this person would have experienced even more love based on the grace that she had received
这个故事的重点其实是在这里
so the main point of the story is here
耶稣给我们的救恩都是我们没有办法偿还的
the grace from God to us is something that we can never repay back
人跟人之间要来比较的时候，罪的大小是相对的。
But however, when someone try to compare among themselves who has sinned greater, the sin is all it's all the same.
罪的多跟少也是相对的。
Oh, sorry, it's all relative.
啊，在啊神的眼中，我们是不能偿还的，无法偿还的。
And then it's the same in God's eye because we can both of them are unable to repay.
所以其实法利赛人他也无力去偿还他对主耶稣的亏欠。
And even for the Pharisees, he is unable to repay the grace from Jesus.
虽然他没有犯的那个女人所犯的大的罪。
Even thought that he did not sin the same sin as that woman.
从头到尾，这个法利赛人他对主耶稣的接待若有若无。不能不认啊，然后若即若离，消极。
And we can see that, when the Pharisee invited Jesus, the hospitality that he had shown Jesus was very lukewarm.
的确，他的行为会比那个女人更好。
And we know that he has a better conduct than the woman.
让他不感觉到说他需要怎么样啊大的爱来爱耶稣。
So he does not feel that he needs a greater love to repay Jesus.
其实法利赛人如果懂道理，他应该要跟那个女人的回应一样，我们都是没有办法偿还的，哪怕是只有五两银子。
But if we were to truly understand how great of this love is, then we should be able to, then this Pharisee should be also lower himself in the same level as this woman, because he can never repay the grace from God.
哪怕一个人他犯的罪比较小或是比较少，一样都是罪，都是罪人，都是罪人，都需要十字架的救恩。十字架的救恩呢，是平等的临到每个人的身上。
And so, no matter whether this person has sinned little or sinned great, he is still a sinner and he still needs a salvation of the cross. And before the salvation of the cross, everyone is the same.
现在主耶稣就讲结论。
And so Jesus concluded.
这个结论也很精彩。
And he said,
我们来欣赏一下。
And let's read.
44节。
Verse 44.
主耶稣就转过身来向着那个女人对她说话
And then he turned to the woman and said to Simon
也对西门说话
And said to Simon
我们说到留意这个路加他在肢体动作上的描述
So we can see that the author Luke has greatly described people's body language in detail
这个女人一直都在主耶稣的背后
This woman continuously stand behind Jesus.
现在主耶稣主动转向那个女人。
And now Jesus has turned to the woman.
主耶稣的后脑勺并没有长眼睛。
Jesus does not have a pair of eyes on his back.
但是他知道这个女人为他做的一切。
But he knew how much she has done for him.
所以他转身的时候。
So when Jesus turned around.
表示说他对这个女人完全理解 完全认同也接受。
So he is showing his sympathy towards this woman and understanding.
也肯定他所做的。
And also recognize this woman in what she's doing.
有时候我们做工会有灰心或是想要放掉软弱的时候呢，可能我们一直认为耶稣好像都不知道。
So when we are doing divine works and in our state of weakness, we may think that God did not see our work.
很多人可能不理解，但是我们相信耶稣一定知道。
And some people may not understand this, but we knew that Jesus would has seen everything.
这个女人在耶稣背后做了，耶稣都知道。
And what this woman has done for Jesus, Jesus knew.
当我们说主耶稣知道的时候，其实就是一个很大的动力，很大的支持。
So when we know that Jesus knew about our actions, then this becomes a great motivation for our work.
那主耶稣知道这个女人为他做的，主耶稣也知道这个西门该做的没有做的是什么。
And so when Jesus knew that what this woman has done, and also knew what Simon has to do, yet he didn't do.
简单讲。西门虽然请耶稣来吃饭，但是作为一个主人邀请客人来当时候最基本的礼仪呢，他都忽略了。
So that's to say that when Simon tried to invite Jesus to eat to have a meal at his house, he should have shown some basic ethics to as a master to for his guest.
他该做的没有做，他却去批评那个。做了该做的那个女人。
And so not only does he do what he ought to do as the host, yet he criticized this woman.
我们看到前面这个女人的表现呢，我们继续来看主耶稣也跟她嘉奖，也是值得我们来学习。
And so we can see that Jesus has recognized what the woman has done.
女人啊，有三样很宝贵的东西。
So there are three precious things that this woman has done.
这个女人她把这三样宝贵的东西都奉献给主耶稣。
So she has three precious things that belongs to her, and she has done all that unto Jesus.
也是这个西门他该做而没有做的。
And something that Simon ought to do, but yet he didn't do.
第一个。
Firstly,
眼泪。
Tears.
我们看哈，耶稣说：“我进你的家，你没有用水来洗我的脚。”但这个女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你看看哦，这个相对之下就是说，西门啊，你应该照一般的礼仪哈，在我进门的时候来洗我的脚，可是你没有做，反而是这个女人用眼泪洗我的脚。
And Jesus said to Simon that I have entered your house. You gave me no water to wash my feet. Yet she has washed my feet with her tears.
眼泪是女人宝贵的东西。
And the tear is the precious thing of a woman.
就表达她真情流露。
To show her true emotion.
所以她爱主是真诚的。
That's to show that she genuinely loved Jesus.
她一定想起了主耶稣给她的恩典这么大。
And she must have thought that how great the love of God is.
虽然别人给她异样的眼光。
Even though some people may give her a weird look.
他也是不被邀请主动来的。
And she was invited to the feast.
但是他爱主是真诚的。
But yet her love for Jesus is genuine.
女人的哭点比较低。
And so we know that women are able to, will cry easier. Than...
但我们不能够说女人比较爱哭。
But we should not say that woman likes to cry.
如果我们说女人比较爱哭啊，我们这边现在姐妹比较多啊，她们一定会抗议啊，投票啊，我们弟兄都会输她们。
And because by saying such things, they will receive a lot of complaint from sister.
女人虽然哭点多，但是她不会随便哭，她只会在她所爱的人面前真情流露的时候，她流眼泪。这个女人就是这样。
And so we can only see a woman cry when she's faced someone who she truly loves and when she's showing her true emotion.
她爱主耶稣。
And she loved Jesus.
她爱到真情的流露。
And to the point that she cried.
所以这个爱是真的。
And so this love is sincere and genuine.
虽然哭点多，哭点低啊，但是她不会随便哭。
And so she cried, but she does not cry easily.
女人如果在丈夫面前流眼泪，那个眼泪一颗一颗像珍珠，啊，当丈夫的应该要珍惜。
If a woman cries in front of husband, then the husband should treat this tear as a jewelry.
现在这个女人感念主耶稣的恩典，她要真的来爱主。
And so this woman truly felt the love from Jesus, and now she wants to return the love.
所以她就流眼泪。
And so she cried.
我们在教会做圣工，很多时候要流汗，有时候要流泪。流血的机会大概比较少，流汗流泪的机会比较大。
So when we are doing the divine working now in this church, we often need to shed our tears and also sweat.
如果我们为了圣工流过眼泪，我相信不管是什么事情，小弟相信这个爱是真的。
And so if somebody ever do the divine work to the point where they shed tears and sweat, then I believe that this person truly show her true emotion.
这个女人在众目睽睽之下，在人群中，出现，抛头露面，大家认为她就是一个罪人，但是她忍受这些，她感念主耶稣的爱，所以她就真情流露。
So this woman shows up uninvited, and then everyone knew she was a sinner, yet she has done all these things to Jesus to show that how much she had loved Jesus.
假如我们曾经为了圣工流眼泪，主耶稣一定会纪念，把这个眼泪放在皮带里。
And if we have ever once shed tears because of divine work for God, then God will surely remember it and cherish it.
女人第二样重要的东西。
And the second thing this woman has,
头发。
The hair.
小弟，这个头发是你那个台币100块的啊，我家里的狗是600块的，所以。真的人不如这只狗啊。
So my haircut was only cost $100, which is lower than my pets.
男生啊，大概对头发不太会注重，因为我小弟就带一块肥皂，那块肥皂呢，从头洗到脚，还可以洗衣服，
and、
这样就比较简单。
And so I only bring myself a bar of soap, and I use it to wash my hair and my body, and also can use to wash my clothes. It's very simple.
那聚会的时候，大概弟兄不会去搔头弄发，但是姐妹有时候就会这样弄一弄，那边弄一弄，因为这个头发就是女人宝贵的东西。
And so, sometimes I see that the sisters would also unconsciously play with their hair because there's something that's precious to them.
有时候女孩子啊，她用的洗发精有美国的、日本的啦，韩国的什么一大堆啊。润丝精、洗发精，566的、677的，一堆啊，非常多。
And I often see that for women, they use various type of shampoos and conditioners and various types of hair cares to take care of their hair.
那头发在圣经中提到对女人来讲是什么意义
？So what is the significance of hair in the Bible?
我们先看哥林多前书11章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书11章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
15节。
Verse 15.
女人有长头发乃是她的荣耀，因为这头发是给她做盖头的。犹太人的想法，女人留长头发，这是她的荣耀。
So this is the point of view from a Jew. Is that if a woman has long hair, then it's a glory to her because her hair is given to her for a covering.
所以女人会用花很多的时间去整理她的头发。
So a woman will spend more time to take care of her hair.
是她的荣耀啊。
Because it's her glory.
那为什么说是她的荣耀？
Why is that? Why does it say that it's her glory?
因为她把自己的头盖住。
Because it covers her.
她不是头。
And she is no longer the head.
她尊丈夫为头。
She submits herself to the husband, so the husband is the head.
那我们就取头发是女人的荣耀，我们来看这段圣经。
So let's read the passage.
他把他象征荣耀的头发散在主耶稣的脚上。
So from the passage, we can see that she has put down her hair, which signified her glory, down at Jesus' feet.
她的眼泪滴湿了主耶稣的脚，她用头发去擦。
And her tear has wet the feet of the Jesus, and she uses her glorious hair to wipe it.
她愿意把她的荣耀，所有的荣耀都放在主耶稣的脚前。
Which means that she wants to put down all of her glory at the feet of Jesus.
也就是告诉我们说，我们今天一定要让主耶稣在我们之上，啊，我们为荣耀主而做，但可能我们要谦卑，我们要牺牲，身段要放下，要忍受很多。
And so, which is to say that we sometimes need to lower our status, lower ourselves, and give all the glories to Jesus and put Jesus above us.
我们来看参考一个经文，约翰福音第三章。
And let's turn to Book of John.
约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰福音三章啊，这记载。
And here it says.
22节开始。
Verse 22 onward.
看23节。
Verse 23.
啊，约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。24节。
24.
那时约翰还没有下在监里。25节。
25.
约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼仪。26节。
26.
就来见约翰说，拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那一位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。27节。
27.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。28节。
28.
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证。29节。
29.
娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了，他必兴旺，我必衰微。施洗约翰啊，他的门徒都跑到主耶稣那里。
So we can see that the all of the disciples of John the Baptist has all changed to follow Jesus.
他是一个传道人。
And he is a preacher.
但是他的听众都跑光了。
Yet all of his audiences has changed to listen to Jesus instead.
他说，耶稣必兴旺，我必衰微。
And so that's why he said that he must increase and I must decrease.
他见证耶稣基督就是神的羔羊。
And he has testified that Jesus is the Lamb of God.
他就是基督。
And he is the Christ.
他的话成功了。
And whatever he said has succeeded.
大家信服他的话。
And people believe what he said.
然后去相信耶稣。
And learn to follow Jesus instead.
去跟从耶稣。
And to follow him and believe him.
所以他是一个失去听众的讲道者。
So he is a preacher who has a lack audience.
他为什么会失去这些听众？
And why does he lost his audiences?
因为他见证耶稣。
Because he testified for Jesus.
我不是基督。
And he said he is not the Christ.
耶稣才是基督。
And Jesus is the Christ.
我只是为他预备。
And he is only go there to prepare the way for him.
从人的角度看，这个施洗约翰失败。
So from the man's point of view, that whatever John the Baptist said is a failure.
但是从神的角度来看，他成功。
But from the God's point of view, whatever John the Baptist said is a success.
啊，他一定要衰微，耶稣一定要兴旺。
And then he said that he must decrease while Jesus increased.
这样他才是成功。
Then that's how he succeed.
如果把听众揽在自己的身边，啊，一个都不会去跟从耶稣，从人看成功，从神的角度看他是失败。
And so, if he tried to hog all of the audiences to for himself and does not testify for Jesus, then in God's eyes, he's a failure.
施洗约翰没有行过一件神迹。
And John the Baptist has never
替听众。
And he has lost all of his audiences.
最后他的头也不保。
And in the end, he lost his head.
但是主耶稣说
But Jesus said,
施洗约翰是点着的灯
that he is the lamp that lights up.
他的见证是发出光来的
And his testimony has shined to the people.
啊，他的见证一直啊在高举耶稣。
And his testimony continued to uphold Jesus.
所以我们今天要去思考一个问题。
So today we must ponder.
如果我们必定要衰微。
If we were to surely decrease to ourselves,
就是因为为了让主耶稣兴旺。
It's because we would need to glorify Jesus.
我们降卑，我们不被理解，甚至可能被攻击。我们是为了要让主耶稣得到高举。
And if we lower ourselves, and even to the state that we might be attacked by others, it's because we need to glorify Jesus instead.
所以小弟一直在想一个问题。
And so I often ponder.
啊，如果退休了
，If I retired,
要信守这句话，让基督兴旺，我们自己要衰微。
And then I constantly remind myself that I must exalt Christ, and while I lower myself,
我们所做的都是为了高举耶稣。
Because whatever we do is to exalt the name of God.
如同那个女人把象征着荣耀的头发散下来。擦主耶稣的脚
，Just like how the woman has used her glorious hair, to wipe the feet of Jesus.
这个女人也给我们留了一个榜样，让我们有这样的思考。
And so that's something that we can ponder upon.
我们再翻回来看路加福音第七章。
And let's turn back to Luke chapter 7.
我们再看四十六节。
Verse 46.
你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。女人重要的东西啊，另一个就是香膏。
And so the third thing that this woman has is the fragrance oil.
那这个是用一年的工资所买的香膏，是为了通常都是为了婚礼的时候为自己来预备的，抹得香香，抹得漂漂亮亮的。
And this fragrant oil often cost at worth 1 year of wage, and then this use often used by the woman at her marriage.
她说她如今把她全然倾倒在主耶稣的脚上。
And yet she uses all of it onto the feet of Jesus.
她认为宝贵的重要的东西，她可以为主耶稣舍弃。
Because she has considered that whatever she has deemed precious can be she can give up all of that for Jesus.
而且她的请求是多么的卑微，只要抹在主耶稣的脚上，她就高兴。
And she is happy just for this oil to be anointed at the feet of Jesus.
小弟知道在台湾有一间教会在建堂的时候啊。
I knew that when there was one church in Taiwan when they are building this church.
经过了一二十年的这个积蓄啊，教会的这个存款啊，要建造啊五六千万的这个会堂。
And this church has tried to save up for the past five to six years just to build this chapel.
结果碰到了这个钢筋大涨价。
And yet they have faced the inflation of the steel of the steels and metals.
所以几乎所有的。这个钱啊，信徒也努力的奉献了啊，都还是不足这个数额。
And so therefore, whatever they have saved up, it became not enough due to the inflation.
他当时候的造价呢，是除了台湾总会的大楼普里基督仁爱之家的这个大楼之外的一般的教会堂建价最高的一间。
And so this is one of the highest cost of the church in Taiwan.
在十多年前就超过一亿。
So in the past, and so in the past, 10 years ago, it has cost more than $100 million Taiwanese dollars.
在献堂礼的时候。
And so, in the church during the church dedication.
这个财务负责人就做财务的报告。
So the financial of affair has made the report.
他见证说每一次这个水泥灌浆灌好了，建商要申请一大笔的款项，那财务的这个库存里头几乎都没有，但是当要来请款的时候，就会有一些弟兄姐妹奉献的刚好就可以给建商。
So the financial affair has testified that whenever the job is done to one stage, and then they are going to claim for the money, that it would have enough for to pay the workers.
财务负责人他讲了一个小小的见证，确实给我们有大大的感动。
And so, even so, this testimony was small, but yeah, it has given me a thing to think about.
有一位年纪大的姐妹啊，拿了她的订婚的戒指，要就交给财务负责人。
So there was a sister who also wanted to offer, but she offered up her engagement ring to the financial affair.
财务负责人不收，我说我不能收你这个。
So this old sister tried to offer up, but the financial affair says I cannot accept that.
这是你的订婚的戒指，虽然你年纪大了，这样就有永久的纪念了。
Even so, this is your engagement ring, and even though you are already very old, yet this is something that you should cherish.
这个老姐妹她讲了几句话以后，财务负责人就把它收下了。
But yet this old sister says something before this financial affair accepts this.
第一个，这是我丈夫给我的，虽然他已经不在了，但是他的爱是在我心里纪念。我现在不需要这个戒指来纪念，他的爱在我心里。
And so she said that firstly, this engagement ring was given to me by my husband, and then even so that he's no longer around, but his love for her is always in her heart. So she doesn't need this diamond ring to remember anything.
我的丈夫如果还在的话，他一定会同意我的这样的举动。
And so she continued to say that if her husband's still alive, then he would also agree to this.
我把我们两个人的爱都给主耶稣。
So she has entrusted both of their love and unto Jesus.
其实她也奉献了不少的现金，但是她还把这个戒指拿来要奉献。
And even so that she has already offered up a lot of money, she still offered up this.
最后她说，现在教会比我更需要这个戒指。
And then she continued to say that now the church needs this ring more than she does.
虽然价值不是很高的钱。
Even thought that this ring may not worth a lot.
现在教会比我更需要。
But now the church needs it more than her.
好了，那就拿去，这个打金店啊，去看今天金价的行情啊，就写了这个奉献收据。
And so the financial affair has taken it out to the agent and see how much is it worth and then write down the receipt to her.
他会把宝贵的东西。他想一想，主耶稣比我更需要，教会比我更需要啊！主的爱这么大，我能够做，我应该要做。
So this old sister thought to herself now the church needed more than her, and then this is her way of repaying the love of Jesus.
我们再讲最后的一个结论。
And now we will conclude.
这个故事给我们一个启发。
And so this story has told us something.
法利赛人他没有不好的行为。
Even though this Pharisee has no misconduct.
有可能他奉献的，他所得的全部的所得都奉献十分之一。
Maybe this Pharisee even offer a tithe.
他应该会奉献十分之一。
He ought to offer a tithe.
那他也会。定期的禁食祷告。
And this Pharisee may often fast and pray.
他不会像这个女人去犯那些罪。
And he would not commit these sins just like that woman.
那这样够了吗？
But is that enough?
主耶稣一直在教导的，就是后来就是一直对西门说，就是你这样还不够，你不是你跟也就是一个人呐、啊，在神面前不是只有不犯罪就好了。
So, what Jesus tried to say to Simon is that what he does is not enough, because one person cannot say that he will not sin and this is enough.
我们今天教会的信徒也犯罪的也很少很少，几乎不犯罪。我们也都是不犯罪。
So for the believers today in our church, we hardly sin against God.
可是主耶稣讲这个女人的表现呢，就是要问西门一句话：西门，你真的爱我吗？
But what Jesus tried to ask Simon is that, Simon, do you truly love me?
你真的爱我吗？
Do you truly love Jesus?
你请我吃饭是真诚的吗？
When you say that you wanted to invite Jesus to a meal, is that, do you really mean it?
你的行为比这个女人好。
Even so, your Simon's conduct is better.
但是这个女人她已经更新了。
But this woman was renewed.
你也真的爱我吗？
And so, Simon truly loved Jesus the same way as this woman.
有一个丈夫啊。
And there's a husband.
小弟说，我的太太问我一句话，我眼泪掉下来。
So this husband shared that his wife said one thing to this husband, and then this husband started shed tears.
太太问我说，你真的爱我吗？
So this wife says to this husband, asks this husband, do you truly love me?
耶稣对彼得也问过三次。
And Jesus also asked Simon Peter three times, do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
现在耶稣讲这些话，其实也是在问这个法利赛人西门，你真的爱我吗？
So what Jesus is doing now is also asking this Pharisee Simon, do you love Jesus?
我们得到的恩典要去想思考，然后会觉得不配，白白得到的，那我们该怎么回应？那西门就是缺少这个。
So Jesus is trying to convey that this grace, salvation grace that we have received, we received it freely, and this forgiveness of sin we also was being forgiven freely. So Simon has done anything to do to return this grace.
我们有西门的好行为，我们更应该要像那个女人，她新生以后，她的对主的爱，这样加起来就是100分。
And then even so, we have a good conduct just like Simon, but yeah, we need to show action of our love towards Jesus just like this woman, then we would be done everything.
我们不是只有不犯罪就好了。
So just by not sin against God, this is not enough.
要真的爱主耶稣。
We need to show our love to Jesus.
我们来唱诗。
Let's rise and sing hymn
89首。
Hymn number 89.